Hello, and welcome to Farm Stress Real Talk with Penn State Extension. This podcast from the Penn State Extension Farm Stress Team focuses on farm stress and variables that you can and cannot control. My name is Amber Hughes, and I am an extension educator on the Food, Family, and Health Team based out of Bradford County. Today, I will be talking with Chai Catalone about how we can handle the stress that goes along with the financial pressures that come with managing the operations of a farm. Thank you for taking time to talk with me today, Chai. Since this is a new series, can you please tell us about your role with Penn State Extension and also your involvement with the Farm Stress Team?
Thank you for having me today, Amber. I have a few different roles at Penn State Extension. I'm an educator in the Food, Family, and Health Unit, and I sit on the Health and Wellness Team, where I teach webinars such as Understanding Our Alzheimer's Series. And I also sit on the Family Wellbeing Team, where I sit on teams such as the Farm Stress Team, the Mental Health First Aid Team, and QPR, which is Question, Persuade, and Refer, a suicide prevention program. My background is a licensed social worker, and I'm very passionate about these mental health programs that we offer because they're evidence-based programs and they're aimed at reducing the stigma surrounding mental health and wellness. I also grew up on a dairy farm where my father needed a second job as a self-employed logger to pay our monthly bills and to help sustain the farm's business needs. So I saw firsthand the financial challenges that a family farm faces.
Well, thank you for sharing your personal story and how farming and the community affects you. Our first podcast series has been touching on stressors that are outside a farmer's control. Can you discuss what factors outside their control can impact their operations and cause some of this financial stress?
Yes, farmers are in an industry with multiple factors impacting their bottom line and profit and loss statements. Many of these factors we already touched upon in the previous podcast in this series, but all those factors that are outside of their control may lead them to feel other financial worries, such as worrying about being able to pass the farm on to the next generation and burden over the concern of worrying about healthcare coverage. Often, farm families have very large debt loads to purchase equipment and the supplies needed to manage the farm. And these financial affairs can be very complex, and it can lead to mental health issues such as depression and anxiety, and can often put a great strain on the relationships in the family due to the financial stress and strain that's happening.
Yeah, and I would think that many of the listeners today that are listening probably can agree that managing a farm can be very stressful, and there are a lot of things that are outside of their control and can create that strain on family relationships you talked about. Can you tell us about any other issues that can make it stressful?
Sure. Some of the other things that I think about are, you know, the dynamic complex relationship that the farm then is not just the business, but it's also the residents. That also means that often the employees are the family members. So often that's seen with multiple generation families, and that affects a lot of things on the daily functioning of the farm. It can be challenging conversations about the future family farm planning, what direction it's going to take, to the impact that illness plays. If someone falls sick on the farm and isn't able to do the farm work, who's going to step in and be able to fill the function that they played? You also have to think about that often the same person that's doing the manual labor needs to step in and do all the business paperwork, the taxes, the ordering, and managing, having all of the receipts and everything ready to meet with the tax and the accountants. It's a 365 days a year, 24/7 job, often with no backup for help if you need to take a vacation. And that can lead to burnout and rising stress levels. So it's really important that farm families work together to have an open communication and really try to listen to all parties involved to hear all points of views when they're trying to resolve these problems, and really try to work together to strategize to find a way to find some downtime for relaxation, whether it's on the farm or off the farm.
Yeah, I would agree. I think that most farm families that I know of just don't know how to relax or don't know how to separate themselves from the farm. And so they really struggle with that idea that that relaxation really is essential for their overall wellness and their ability to continue farming for years to come. So I agree. I think that's so important to really focus on and touch on. So Chai, can you talk about a little bit more about why it's so important to continually discuss this topic and really try to emphasize it?
Yes, I really feel passionate about this topic and just really want to express how crucial it is that everyone understands how important it is that if you're feeling frustrated or helpless or overwhelmed with the situation, that you talk to someone. Lean on your support system, whether it's a partner, clergy, a primary care doctor. If you're ever having thoughts of suicide, know that you can call 988. It is a national suicide hotline that's available. You can also text 741-741. It's a text crisis line. You do not have to go through this alone. The Rural Health Information produced a study in 2018 showing that farmers and agricultural workers suffer from higher rates of suicide than other labor jobs and professionals, and often they feel isolated. So we want a takeaway today to be for you to know that you're not alone. There's help out there, whether it's just a call or a text away.
Yeah, Chai, I would certainly agree with you that I think that the farming community can be a really close-knit community, but there's times I think when farmers and farm families feel like they might be completely on an island by themselves and they just don't quite know how to reach out to get that support. And they might find out just by that simple reach out or someone reaching out to them that there's other farmers and families struggling with the same things they are. So again, just super important, I think, to emphasize that they're definitely not alone and there's resources and people out there that can help them with their problems. So really important. Thank you for sharing that. Do you have any other ideas or things that farmers can do to help reduce some of that stress that's related to finances?
Yes, I think being prepared and knowing what resources are in your community ahead of a crisis is helpful. Have the numbers printed and by your phone, or even pre-programmed into your phone if you have a cell phone. Have those numbers we mentioned, the 988 or the 741-741. Have them printed into your phone. And have some other important numbers like your primary care doctor, local mental health clinic, a banker, your insurance broker, your tax accountant, your neighbors, and even your local extension office readily available. There's also some programs that are really important to know about that are out there that you can find on the internet. For financial assistance, you can find the Agricultural Mediation Program. It's funded by the USDA, and it helps with state-level financial disputes to avoid litigation and bankruptcy. There's the Farm Crisis Center. It provides national and local resources for farmers facing a farming-related financial or personal crisis. And lastly, there's FarmAid's Farmer Resource Network. It's an online directory that connects farmers with local resources for a variety of needs of what you're looking for help with.
Some great resources that you provided us for that, Chai. So again, just thank you for sharing all those resources. So as we wrap up and close our conversation here today, what's one stress management takeaway tip that our listeners can put into play?
I think a great tip to think about is talk to other farmers about their strategies. I'm a firm believer in talking and leaning on those around you for support. When times get tough, lean on others. And, you know, especially in farming communities and neighbors, often close-knit, share what's going on and ask what they're doing. That it could just be a great support when you're going through some tough times. Even sometimes just talking out the problem can be helpful, but they might also have some good solutions for you.
All right. Perfect tip, I think, to close out our discussion today. So thank you, Chai, for those tips and those resources and sharing those with the listeners today. I invite our listeners to join our team for future episodes as we continue to discuss dealing with stressors that are beyond our control. If you would like more information on farm stress, be sure to visit the Penn State Extension website at extension.psu.edu.